Okay, so what we are talking about today are dinim of muktzah, specifically questions of basis l'davar hamutar and l'davar ha'aser, which will bring us to Sarah Ross's favorite topic about the leichter tray and the what's it called? That the leichter tray and the challahs and whether that can solve the issue. That's really what we have to discuss. So we noted, did we speak about Shocheach yet on page 22? I just don't recall exactly how far we got.
We ended with talking about drawers.
Talking about drawers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So the conversation about drawers is the question about whether there can be a busis when it's on the not ikker part of the keli. Is that what we're talking about? Fine. So that those Mari Makomis are the bottom of 27 going over to 28. So it goes like this. And then we'll come back to the Leichter, the full conversation over there. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch there, right? If I have a kis hatofer bebeged, if I have a pocket that's sewn, ho v'ikar habeged omed lobosh, im hotzi hamos misham, mutter lobosh habeged, da kis batel etzlo. Right? So the pocket is batel to the beged. Avo, im shachach bomos, you're allowed to be metal to the beged, because the beged does not become a basis to the maos, since the ma'os is not on the ikar habeged. So it goes like this. Basically, the assumption over here is that the pocket is not the ikar beged. As such, if the money is still on the beged, you shouldn't move it. But if you take the money out, you're allowed to wear the beged because the kiss is bottled to the beged. Meaning to say, even if it's meniach, it does not create an issue for the beged. If it's shachach, right? Shachach, we remember, does not create a din of basis at all. If it's shachach, so then the beged is not a basis to the money, since the money is not on the ikar habeged. Okay, so the story over here is if I have pockets, so you probably don't wear men's pants and men's shirts, but you probably know the way pockets work in men's pants and men's shirts. So a pocket on a man's shirt is generally sewn around the shirt, right? So it's sewn on three sides, and you can put stuff inside the pocket. A pocket on pants, right? What I could do is, I don't know if you could see me, I could do is I could actually pull my pocket out, so the pocket is not really a chelek of the pants as much as the shirt pocket is a chelek of the shirt. So if I have a kiss, the assumption over here is, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah he discusses this, the assumption is that the kiss is not the ikar, it's not really a chelek of the beged. So therefore, the beged cannot become a basis for the money that's in the pocket. Nonetheless, even though it doesn't become a basis, nonetheless, avo ein lelov shel b'shabbes dechayshinan shema yetzei bo, etc. Right? Nonetheless, the Rama writes that you should not wear the pants on Shabbos when the money is in your pocket on the pants. Right? Why not? So he says, like a practical thing, that we're worried that you're going to carry it. No? It sounds like, if anything, that it's not really a basis in any sort of way. The pants are completely different than the pocket. So as such,
Well,
As such, fundamentally, it should not be a problem even to wear it. But there's stamazay, a new gezeira that we made not to wear it because you might carry. So I have in my notes from years ago, well, if I live in a community that has an Eruv, right? So l'chora, it's all good. I haven't seen poskim who mentioned that. But the pashtus of this halacha is that it's just a gezeira that you might come to carry. It's not a din of real muktzah because there's no muktzah by shachach. By shachach, technically, I should need to do niyor, like we spoke about, right? Even though it doesn't become a basis, you should have to like shake it out. Nonetheless, the ikar habeged is viewed as being separate from the pocket. So therefore, the whole pants should not be a problem, and I'm not really carrying the muktzah. I'm not moving the muktzah in a direct sort of way. It would be, if anything, tilto begufo. So one should argue it's heter gomer to move it, heter gomer to wear the pants with the money in the pocket. But is a gezeira you might carry. That's the way I understand this Shulchan Aruch. Stay there. Now, Zakna Mishnah Brura, right? Kavanoso, Ha'ikar Levare Lanu. Hov yesh adayim mos bakis, asur lov shor shema yishkach v'yetzei. Right? Kidim esayin v'asof. Kama. Meaning to say, it's just a concern that you might carry. V'da'od. Right? Now he goes on. Remember, v'da'od, we're talking about pockets. Lav davka shachach. Afilum hiniach mos bi kivun mi ba'od yom. V'daitai yishi yishar sham ka ha-shabes. After kiss nasa basis la mos mikol makom mutar la talta ha beged afo chamos munach bekis da beged lo nasa basis hova inama ikar ha beged. So what does that mean? It means, hey, everyone is being very polite and quiet. No one wants to call out. So sometimes I like it when people are not so polite. But the point is that if the pocket is viewed as being a separate thing than the pants, so the even if it's hiniach, right, even if you mamish deliberately left the money there, the it's still the pants does not become a basis because it's not on the ikar habeged. I'm viewing it like the pocket is a separate thing from the pants. Since I can take the pocket out, that's the way we'll discuss it in a minute. So even if it's meniach, it should not be a problem. Mikom makom, asur lahachnis yado, v'hakis, dal kol ponim, v'hakis nasa basis lamos. V'afilu achash v'husra lamos mitocham, hari al kol ponim, bein hashmashas is katsoi, hakis lamos. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the pocket is a basis, but the pants are not a basis. The pocket is a basis because the money is in the pocket. It's heniach. It's mamish a basis. But the pants are not a basis because the pants are viewed as being something separate and distinct from the pocket. So therefore, don't put your money in the pocket, but the pants are okay. Mikomakom, im efshar benir yirel na'er mitchila, diyesha sovrim da afshamos inama ikar beged, still tsarech lena'er bein bimeniach bein bishachach. So what does that line mean? Everybody's so polite. It's amazing. You
I
got.
lost us in the sources. Where are we again?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're
Okay.
on page 28. It's the Mishnah Berurah Simin Shin Yod Sif Katan Chav Tes.
Got it now. Thank you.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that there are some poskim who say that despite the fact that the pocket is able to be viewed as something different than the pants, but lemaisa it's not. And therefore, lemaisa, you still need niyor. Okay, so what this means is as follows. If I have a pocket and my pocket is like a man's pants pocket, we need a better example. This is a shear for women. I need a better example of a pocket that
A
like
coat
pulls out. What?
pocket.
A coat pocket. Yeah, a coat pocket. That's good. Do they pull
A
out?
pocketbook.
A pocketbook. So a pocketbook is a little more complicated because I think the whole purpose of a pocketbook is to carry your wallet and other stuff. So
Right.
we have
Okay,
to
yeah,
think
so the
about
coat.
what's more chashuv. So if it's a coat and the coat pocket all the way comes out, so Shulchan Aruch would say that the pocket is separate than the beged, and therefore technically you can wear the beged with the muktzah inside it, but there's a new gezeira, don't do it. But there are some who say that the pocket is not separate from the beged. And therefore, if the pocket is not separate from the beged, so therefore you have to do niyor. Just like shachach in general, right? We paskin that you need niyor, that you have to shake it out. You can't just move it. So here also, you should use niyor. And the Mishnah Brura says if you can do niyor, you should. So that means as follows. If I have money in my coat, right? It's a rainy day, and you have like one raincoat, and you put on the raincoat on Shabbos, like, oh my gosh, there's like some money in the raincoat in the pocket. No? So if you could do niyor, you should do niyor. What would the niyor mean? I can't move the money directly. I could take the coat and shake it out. No? That's what niyor would mean. Now, could I move my hand in the pocket and pull it out? Probably. That's also some sort of niyor, no? That's assuming it's shachach. If it's meniach, if I bedavka left my money there, let's say I keep my wallet in my coat pocket all the time, and now on Shabbos I decided I want to wear that coat, so it's meniach, so then in that case the pocket really becomes a basis, and I can't move that pocket for anything, even though the whole coat does not become a basis, but al kol panim, the pocket became a basis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to Sifkat and Lamed, and he speaks about that there's a difference between whether the kiss is la'arko or not, right? How is the pocket sewn in Sifkatin Lamed Aleph, we say that if the kiss is tougher to the beged, then the kiss is batal to the beged. Right? If it's mamish sewn in and you can't remove it. What does it mean that's mamish sewn in? So I think that's like a man's shirt pocket. In women's clothing, what type of pockets? My guess is that like those types of skirts that have a pocket, you can't like pull the pocket out at all, no? It's just like a chelek of the skirt. So in that case, it would in that case it's a chelek of the beged, and therefore I don't have the kulas that we spoke about that now this same issue comes up when I have money in a drawer. Right? When I have money in a drawer. So remember, we spoke about how buses does not have to be that the muktzah item is on top and the plate is beneath it. You could also have a buses. We gave an example of a skirt hanger that could become buses, let's say, to a shatnez skirt, which would be muktzah machmas gufo, like we explained. Let's say I have a drawer which is beneath the table, and there is muktzah in the drawer. Does that make the entire table muktzah at all? as well, meaning does the table become a buses to the stuff that is in the drawer?
And could we also just clarify, like, what interacting with that table would look like if it is Muksa?
So we said that interacting with the table would mean I'm allowed to learn at the table. I'm allowed to put plates on the table. I can eat at the table, but I should not move the table, right? The table should not be moved, so therefore I can't pick it up and move it, right? Or if I'm gonna move and like shuckle with like such intensity when I'm learning the Taisvis, so then that would be a problem because I'm definitely moving it. That I think is what we're discussing. So good. So far, so good. So the Mishneh Berurah over here quotes a discussion about the Tishkestel, which is basically a drawer. So if the drawer cannot be removed completely from the table. Sometimes they have drawers that very often you have to like push like two little buttons and the whole drawer comes out. You know this trick? There's like two little buttons on the side of the drawer inside and like you pull it off the tracks. So it's not completely a chilek of the table. Other drawers, mamish, are a chilek of the table. Like I'm here in my office, so I have a filing cabinet drawer. Like right next to where I'm sitting, I cannot possibly take that drawer off. That is a chelek of the desk. So the Mishneh Berurah quotes that if you cannot completely take it out, if the then the drawer is batal to the Ikar HaShulchan. Right? In other words, in that case, the drawer is a chelek of the table. And therefore, the assumption is that the drawer is less chashuv than the table, and then it does not become batal. It does not become batal to the item. And the Chaya Adam has the same thing. I like the Chaya Adam just because it's shorter, right? He distinguishes between a kiss that's tougher than the baguette. And a drawer, a magira, that is miyuchad lemos, and it's asuya b'inyan that you can't completely take it out. So therefore, it's batal to the beged, to the shulchan, and it's not going to be a basis because the shulchan is more chashuv than the stuff inside it. But if I have a kis maos, if I have a wallet that is tied up to the beged, or I have a desk, if I can completely take it out, so then it's a kli bifnei atzmo, etc. And in that case, the desk, the drawer becomes batal to the money. It becomes buses to the money, right? If the drawer is a drawer that's permanently attached to the table, it can't become batal to the money because the table is more chashuv. But if it is a drawer that comes out, so then the drawer ga becomes batal to the money and the drawer becomes muktzah. It's only going to be muktzah unless I have a davar heter, which is more chashuv, etc., like we spoke about, unless it becomes a basis le'iser ula heter. V'nireh. What's this last two lines in the Chaya Adam?
There's like an exception for a few pennies. Like, even if, yeah.
Yes. No, there's the pennies at the bottom of the drawer. Let's say, right, again, we're assuming that if the drawer has money in it and the drawer cannot be removed from the table. So the whole table becomes a basis to the money that's in the drawer. However, if I have a couple of pennies at the bottom of the drawer, for some reason that is always there in every drawer. Have you noticed this? It's like mamish nisim min hashamayim, that there are always pennies at the bottom of the drawer. So if there are pennies at the bottom of the drawer, so then it is not going to be batal because there's no way that there is enough chashivas to the to those few pennies to make the entire table, etc., batal. So far, so good. Tamar, how are you?
Yeah, I just have two questions. One on what you just said. I thought that the Chai Adam is saying like pennies will never make something muksa because they're like de facto batel. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And
Now,
then just
it's completely insignificant. It's de facto bottle. Good. Yeah.
okay. Just like the comparison of the drawers to the pockets, I don't totally understand because even the pockets that you could flip out the fabric, it's still attached to the beged. You can't like take off
Yeah.
the pocket entirely.
So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. Now, as we're talking about whether the whole table becomes bottled to the stuff in the drawer, does the whole shirt become bottled to the money in the pocket? If it's a non-detachable pocket, and if for sure is a chelek. If it's a non-removable drawer, the assumption is that that's a chelek also. So how come I'm talking about removable pants pockets like it's the same as a removable drawer when the pants pocket, right, is still sewn in, right? I think that is that your question? Yeah.
I mean, maybe when you pull out the pocket, they're just the beged is still like a full beged and there is no pocket. Like if the piece is just sticking out, like you can like remove the pocket, so to speak. It's not functioning like That's true also for a pants, dresser that you pull the
but
drawer all the way out, even if you can't like take it out.
it
It still can hold something. Like it's still able, it's still like holding things, but it's not gonna hold anything if you just pull out like a pocket, maybe like the pockets that are sewn on, like the beged can't exist without the functioning pocket.
But
Wouldn't that dafka not help us?
explained.
Because if you could pull the drawer out but not all the way out, so it's still functional, then wouldn't that make it more likely to be muksa, not less likely to be muksa?
Then it would sound like it's a chelek of the table, and the whole thing can become
Oh,
muktzah,
fine. Okay.
and right. But says the footnote number 4 in the muktzah book. Ready? Ra'isi b'sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Chaf Ha'ara 241. They quote Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. The Yesh La'ayim bebegodim shalanu hagam shakis tofer lebeged rak mitzad echad mikomakom mikemen shakol habeged yesh lo kis ubiladav hu nechshav lepagom efshad din hakis kedin habeged atmo benishar b'tzarchiyon. Right. In other words, I think the way he's saying it is that a table without a drawer, the table is still a full-fledged table. The assumption is that pants without a pocket, it still is full-fledged pants. But he says, one second, that's not true. I'm having a hard time. And there's this comparison between the primary part and the non-primary part. The comparison between drawers and pockets, to my mind, is again, this is exactly what Tamar said. I don't fully understand the comparison. If anything, you would think that a pocket should be the same as the non-attachable drawer, and then what? See, if anything, by the drawer, I think people think of the tables. I have to think carefully about. I don't have a good formulation in my own mind. Yes, Mrs.
Oh,
Koslow,
it's,
how are you?
yeah, one other question. Ugh, I have to get used to that. Okay, if I have like If you see the bookshelf behind Sarah, so my like serving ware is in like a bookshelf like that, but like let's say with doors covering it. Honestly, I could show you,
Okay.
it's right over there. So it like the top has mooks of stuff on it, and I wanna put, I don't need to shake the like the main table, like what looks like the main bookshelf. I just wanna open the doors that doesn't shake the whatever it's called, the break front. So
Right.
is that like could those are those doors attached?
Are those, I mean, though, okay, so I want to talk about doors in a few minutes. Some
Okay.
of the Muslims say a different svara about doors. Yeah, actually, here, let's look at the door section in a second.
We discussed doors a little bit with the, but that was more in the context of like Ikrar and Tafel if you have your dry erase board marker.
Yeah, so right, we spoke about that in terms of Ikar and Tafan, in terms of a klisha machdol iser. But on the on page 29, I have a section that begins delis. So the case in Shulchan Aruch is I have a candle which is on the door. So I should not open and close the door if it's a psikresha that the candle is going to move, and I'll be mekarev the wick or make it farther away. If it's a psikresha, I should not move the door. However, right? If it's a psikresha, it's going to be mavir and mechabe, even though it's eno mechaven, it's a psikresha. Ve'imu poscho v'noalo benachas ve'inyan shelo yehei psikresha. Right? Let's say I gently open the door. So it's not a psikresha that the fire will get extinguished or burn higher, etc. It's mutter. There's no iser of kibui, etc. Now, what about the muktzah issue, though? What about the muktzah issue? So the Mishnah Brura says it's not muktzah. So his cheshbon over here is that the door is not mukta. How does he say it? There are different ways of formulating this idea. So Mishnah Brura sounds like that the door is mishamesh the bias, and it's batal to the bias. It's not batal to the ner, meaning that no one is going to assume that the door is in any way the lumdus of Bussis we spoke about from Rashi, who says it's a din of bittul. No one is going to ever say that the door is bittul to the candle. Now, in the Muktzah book, he has a few different ways of formulating it. One way of formulating it, he says, is that there's no such thing as Bussis on the door that's mechubar lekarka. Right? The door is ultimately attached to the house. The house is karka. It can't be bosis if it is mechubar lekarka. Alternatively, he makes a suggestion. He says this is what the Mishnah Brura means, which is that you have to look at the door in the sense of that the door is not batal to the mukta in any way, because the door is like a chelak of the kli, which is not bottled to the mukta. Let's say it as follows. It's almost like, according to approach one, this is true only on doors of homes or doors of stuff that's mechubar to the karka, etc. Approach two, I think, is saying that I view the door like it's a chelak of the ikar habeged or of the ikar ha closet, and the other stuff, the mukta stuff, is not shayich to the door. The door is a chelek of the cabinet. The mukta is unconnected to the cabinet. So the door is clearly being mishamesh, being bottled to the cabinet. It can't be bottled to the candle. Right? In your case, I think approach two would apply. My doors are clearly not being mishamish, the stuff that's on top of it. It's on top of the brake front. Approach one would say it's true only if it's mechubar lekarka, based on the new rule that whatever is mechubar lekarka cannot potentially become a basis, because basis means it's supporting something else. If it's mechubar lekarka, the whole house can't be batal. It's not shayach. Right? The second approach is saying, no, we're saying the same type of idea, but we're using, I'd say, a common sense argument that the door is not batal to the candle. Of course, I can't move the door if the candle will flicker. But if the candle won't flicker, I can move the door. So again, I think in your case, it definitely is not mukta because, or according to approach number two, it is not mukta. He writes that the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch quotes both approaches, and he thinks that the Mishnah Brura is saying the second approach, that the door is mishamesh the what? The door is not mishamesh the muktzah.
How much like moving is moving? Like it's pretty sturdy, but I don't know, to cause like a flame to flicker,
So
how?
causing the flame to flicker, the assumption is that that's really a problem. But in terms of like tilt or muktzah, a tiny bit of movement, like the Achronim say, I'm allowed to, the Mishnah Berurah writes, I'm allowed to sit on a stack of logs. That's not considered tiltal at all. Right now, I think the stack of logs does move a tiny bit, but that's not significant enough. Or it's tiltal begufo, etc. Right? In our case, you're saying it is heiniach because you dafka want it, it's a mukta machmas gufo item on top of your break friend.
Tzedakah box, the Leichlers.
Yeah, that's mukta machmas gufo. Yeah, okay. It's probably a basis l'davar ha'aser and l'davar ha'mutter though, because even right, even if the doors become a basis. But the doors are also buses for your dishes, which are inside the break front.
And on
And
top, there are also heter things like the Kiddush cups and the benchers.
so one could certainly argue that the heter stuff is more chashuv than the iser stuff in this case, because I want to use my dishes. My dishes are probably also worth more than the amount of money. I don't know how much money you have keeping your tzedakah boxes, but it's probably worth more than the amount of money in your
But
tzedakah box.
Leichlers, I think, are expensive, so I don't
The
know about that one.
Leichter are expensive. You light your candles up there. They're
Actually, yeah, it's like right over there. It's like the Leichlers are the centerpiece, and then it's the tzedakah box and the nice Kiddush cups. And then on the side, the Havdalah set and the benchers. And then inside, it's filled with dishes.
But the dishes are probably also usable for necessary for Shabbos use, right? It's not your
Yeah.
weekly dishes. So again, part of the issue that we'll talk about in terms of what makes something a basis l'davar ha'aser and l'davar ha'mutar. So we said it depends on what the Baalim think is more chashuv for them, and stuff that I need today is more chashuv than stuff I don't need. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has the following formulation. He says, if I have a box that has $1,000 in it and some begadim that I want to wear, is that considered a basis of davar asar and a davar hamotar? So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that it's all taloi b'mikra, that if you'd have to be mevater on one of them, which one would you be mevater on? It's a little bit of a hard situation, but one could make an argument that the sitter which I use today and the dishes that I need today is by definition going to be more chashuv to me because, yeah, I'm going to be mevater. I'm not going to use my real muktzah. Again, the candlesticks is a little different because it's like Shabbos candlesticks. But I think that's his argument. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, I give you somewhere on this source sheet. It's a Tshuva Lamed Beis in Igros Moshe. Let me. One second. Thought I'd give it to you somewhere. I don't see where. I thought I gave it to you somewhere. Rav Moshe has a truth. I could. Right, Rav Moshe discusses, right, it's Tshuva Lamed Aleph in the back of the Muktzeh book. I thought I printed it out for you somewhere. But if they have a basis of Davar Asur and Davar Mutter, when I follow Chashav, how do you define Davar Chashav? Is it based on the value, right, or not? A siddur and $100, right? So the shaila over here in Igros Moshe is $1,000. The shaila in Rav Shlomo Zalman is $1,000, but etc. So he says, Davar Chashav, we don't judge based on how Chashav is for me. Because the siddur obviously has more chashivas than the money. Because I need the siddur now. If I have glasses, it depends if I need these glasses for today or I don't need these glasses for today. Kevan ditzarech achshav es ha mishkafayim, yoser chashuvim heim mehamaos. If I have a different pair of glasses, so then the money is more chashuv than the other glasses. That's the way Rav Moshe says it. Rav Shlomo Zalman's formulation is a little different in terms of which one would you be willing to give up on, but that's all in terms of figuring out whether it becomes a basis for Iser and for Heter. That's the conversation that we've been having.
Are you looking for the Igros Moshe Lamed Aleph?
I think so. Which page are you on the source sheets?
This I just found it on page 8.
Page 8.
That was a while ago.
A long time ago, it's like ancient history.
I don't know if you said Lamed Aleph on these.
Yeah. No. That, in other words, the numbers in the actual Igros Moshe are different than the numbers in the back of Rabbi Bodner's book, just to further confuse us. Similar to what we saw, like about the pets, that he might end up with like different conclusions, lahalacha, and the two things. That I think is really complicated. How I deal with the later volumes of Igros Moshe. I thought I had this in the buses section somewhere, but I don't seem. Second. I don't seem to find it over here. Oh, one second. No. That's something I want to talk about in a minute. Okay. So basically, what we have over here is as follows. A few pennies, the Chayyadim says, does not make something muktzah. That is yesod. Then the chay then we saw about how the doors can't become buses. Because of one of two reasons. Either it's Makurba bias and it's like karka, alternatively, because I judge buses based on what it's bottled to, and the doors in no way are buses to the stuff on top. I think that's true about your case. So I don't even have to come on to the fact that the dishes are considered more chashuv because I need them on Shabbos. But be it as it may, since I need my dishes on Shabbos, and I need my candles on Shabbos, and my dishes and candles are both there, b'knisas haShabbos, so l'cha'ora, that makes it like challah on the table, which means that the whole table is not a basis. Right? I have two ways of answering your question, Tamara. One way is saying that doors can't be a basis by definition. The other way is saying that's a basis of davar aser and a davar hamotar. And we'd have to argue that my dishes are more chashuv than my dishes are more chashuv or as chashuv as the leichter because I need both of them for Shabbos. Just like the challahs and the leichter are worth hundreds, thousands of dollars. The Challah is worth considerably less, as much as there's been inflation, but it's still worth less than the Leichter. Nonetheless, right, since you need it on Shabbos, so we saw that Rav Moshe explains that it, by definition, becomes more chashuv, and that's the old minhag of people, that they'd always leave challahs on the table at the zman that Shabbos enters. Oh, now, when I talk about the Chaya Adam, by the way, that stuff that's like insignificant, he brings a raya from a Tosfos in Shabbos. I give you the Tosfos, the bottom of 28, top of 29, the bottom two lines in the Tosfos. Tosfos says that Shiyori Kosos cannot make the kos a bottle to it. Right? Let's say I have junk at the bottom of a cup. I don't say the cup becomes bottled to that junk and it becomes a buses to that junk. That's not shaykh because it is entirely not chashuv, right? We spoke about the same svara, I think, when we spoke about if I have some nutshells on the end of my table. That's not shaykh. The whole table can become buses to those few nutshells. It happens that the candle is chashuv on Shabbos. Even if it's not expensive candlesticks, because it's a necessary thing for the Shabbos. Oh, that's what we discussed. Now, that's what we discussed. We spoke about Nir, just to go back a teeny bit to the issue of Basis Ledavar Aser and Ledavar HaMotar. Okay, let's just, it's on 25. So we spoke about the Gemara and Shabbos. If I have a basket with a stone, right? So the Gemara says that we're talking about Kalkola Malaya Peros, and you have to get rid of the Heter Al Yedei Nior if you can, and that halacha makes it in to Shulchan Aruch, right? But it's only a basis, a davar asur and davar hamutar if the davar hamutar is more chashuv than the davar that's asur. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, the bottom of page 25, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it depends on the owner of the thing itself. Now, this din is all based on what was there, Bein Hashmashos. If Muktzah ends up on an item in middle of Shabbos, and it was not there Bein Hashmashos, so that's a halachic category of Ein Muktzah L'Chatzi HaShabbos. So, for example, let's say a goy or a kid or somebody puts Muktzah on something in middle of Shabbos, it does not possibly become a it does not possibly become a basis. That's the That's that halacha. Now, what about, however, if I have a table that has muktzah on it and there is heter on it, right? And the heter is more chashuv. So it is now basis ledavar aser and ledavar hamotar. They're both there bein hashmashos. Then let's say I take the challah off while the candle is still burning. Do I say in that situation that now the table can become a basis ledavar ha'aser? Hey, let's again, right? My table is a basis to the candle. So far, so good. So it should be a problem. I can't move the table at all. Even after the candles go out, the candles are there, bein hashmashos, I can't move it. But when there's challahs on it, the challahs are more chashuv. So therefore, right, the table is now basis ledavar aser and ledavar hamotar, and it's all okay. If I take the challahs off, though, and the candles are still burning, does now the table become a basis ledavar haaser? Because, right? Because what? Because now I don't have the challahs anymore. Effectively, this question is whether a basis ledavar haaser and ledavar hamotar, does it have the din of a basis ledavar ha'aser at all? In which case, we could argue that when the davar hamutar is removed, so it doesn't matter, it doesn't become, it was never a basis ledavar ha'aser, Where do I say that it was a basis l'davar aser, but I have a heter because there's a davar hamutar there? And then if I remove the davar hamutar while the davar aser is there, it still is a problem. Is this chakira clear? I'm seeing blank stares. Blank stares means I should say it again. Or blank stares means that, I don't know, you're thinking about deep in Yom in Kabbalah, and I don't know. Okay, let's say it again. Question: what's the lumdus of basis l'davar aser l'davar mutar? This Reb Asher Weiss raises this question: is basis l'davar aser l'davar mutar fundamentally a davar that's mutar? It's not a basis to anything. Or do I say that it's really a basis l'davar ha'aser, but there's a heter to move it because there's a davar ha'mutar which is there as well? According to the second approach, so then we could conceivably say, well, if I remove the davar hamutar, so the whole thing becomes a davar ha'aser again, right? Even though I have a principle of ein muktzah l'chatei HaShabbos, what that means is that bein hashmashos is the koveya of dinim of muktzah. But in this case, bein hashmashos was koveya that this item is basis a davar aser. But bein hashmashos was also koveya that it's a davar hamutar at the same time. And then, if the davar hamutar is removed, one can argue that it goes back to the davar ha'aser status that happened during bein hashmashos. Right? This is the question: is it a davar ha'aser entirely or not? Another way of saying this question, on some level, is in the opposite direction. If I have candlesticks on the table, so then the table is now basis l'davar ha'aser. If I put challah on in the middle of Shabbos, does that help anything? Does that help anything? It's also the same question. So the Prima Gaudim on 27, right? Prima Gaudim writes as follows. You see the top of page 27. Simen Resh Ayin Tes Os Yud Daled. If I have something which is a basis for heter and iser during bein hashmashos, and afterwards I remove the heter, it's usher to be metaltel it. But if I remove the iser afterwards, it's going to be mutter because a muktzah l'chatei HaShabbos. The Prima Gaudim
How
has
did
a
you, and you moved the muktzah because you had like some use for it or something?
or a guy shows up and he moves it
Okay.
or something. The muktzah got moved. Right? So the Prima Gaudim's chiddush, and this is not accepted by the poskim, but the Prima Gaudim's chiddush is that the lamdus of basis l'davar aser and davar mutter is that fundamentally it is a basis l'davar aser. It's just I have a heter because there's a davar hamutar that's on it right now. In Timtzum Lomar, the davar hamutar is not there, so then the item reverts to its status of basis l'davar ha'aser. Right, the outer Reb Asher Weiss points out in his sefer that the outer Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the Prima Gaudim. The impression that you get from a Mishnah Brura, he says, Reish Ayin Zayin Yud Ches. I give you that Mishnah Brura? Yeah. Here, look at the Mishnah Brura, Yud Reish Ayin Zayin Yud Ches, the part that I underlined. Im hayim munach ha'ashochem bein hashmashos gam kikros ushar dvarim shetzach l'shabes pshito dehem chashuvim yoser min haner den min hashal heves v'nasis basis ligabayhu. You get the impression that it's a basis only for the challah. Unlike the Prima Gaudim, who's saying that it's fundamentally a basis for the Iser and the Heter, the Mishnah Brura is saying it's only a basis for the Heter because the Heter is more chashuv, and therefore it's not a basis at all for the Iser. No one seems to accept this Prima Gaudim LaHalacha. Right? This Prima Gaudim on the top of 27. Right? On 26, I give you that Mishnah Brura and I underline the parts where he's arguing on the Prima Gaudim. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a basis ligabai hu. It's a basis to the lechem, to the chalas. The Prima Gaudim is saying no. The lumdus of basis is that it remains a basis of davar ha'aser, and consequently, if I remove the heter, it's aser to move it. But that is already, I think it's not mekubal. Okay, deep breath, and we're ready to go on. There are questions over here. The Olam is being very quiet today, so it could be that Zoom makes people quiet, or it could be, I don't know. Could be that this isn't the most riveting topic. It could be it's so intellectually complex that like you're thinking about it and like your minds are wrapped up. There are many possibilities. Or it could be none of the above. Brindy, you seem unmuted. Does that mean that you have something to say?
She didn't connect the audio because she's listening to my computer.
Got it. Okay. Fine. So that's the dis that's one discussion about buses davar aser and davar mutar. Just to talk about leichter trays for a minute. So Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Tes Sif Gimel. Here it's on page 26. I have a section that begins Tas Shel Leichter. That means leichter tray. So Shulchan Aruch writes that if I want to be metaltel a ner by putting the lechem on the ner b'Shabbos, it's going to be right. Letaltel ner ayde shenosnim olav lechem b'Shabbos. It's aser. If I put the bread on the ner on Shabbos, it doesn't help. Since bein hashmashos it was muktzah, it doesn't help that I put the challahs on Shabbos. But im nasan olav halechem mibaod yom, sama matir. Im nasan olav halechem mibaod yom, yesh mishamatir letalto b'Shabbos al yedei lechem, ve'ein lismoch olav. Okay, so what is the case where Shulchan Aruch says do not rely on this? Okay, certainly to put the, if I put the challah on the ner on Shabbos, that doesn't help. But if I put the lechem there miba'od yom, there are some who are matir, but says the Mishnah, says the Shulchan Aruch, don't rely on them. So why should I not rely on them? And how is this similar or dissimilar from our case of the Leichter tray? So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud gives explanation. Why don't you tell me what he says? Sarah?
And because it was made for the nair, then it's always going to be for the sake of the nair.
Exactly. In other words, if I put my challah on the candlestick, it doesn't help. Like, that's what Shulchan Aruch is basically saying. There are some who say it helps, but don't rely on that shita. And the
That's on
Mishnah
the candlestick.
on the candlestick,
Okay.
right? Right? If I put challah on the candlestick, right, it does not, there are some who are matir, but Shulchan Aruch says don't rely on it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the ikar asiyah of the menorah is for the shalheves. So it's always a buses to the shalheves, and it's not buses to the lechem, because come on, the lechem has no connection to my candlestick. Tamar, how are you?
Just general question. If someone moves something baser, does that like affect the hafta in some way? Or it's just like an iser was done in the end?
Does that accept affect the what?
Like the hafta itself? Like if someone moved challah baser and then put it on my plate, can I eat it?
Yeah. In
Okay,
other words,
fine.
there might be a din that if someone does a malacha on Shabbos, that mevashel b'Shabbos. So we spoke about this. Like when it, right? We paskin that if you're mevashel b'Shabbos, it's machlekes hatanai Rabbi Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that even b'shogeg, it's going to be a problem. The Gra says that b'shas ha-tzorech, you could rely on the other sheet in Tanoim, that if it was some b'shogeg, you could even get hanof from a melacha that's done on Shabbos. The Gemara says that a gezeira of shehiyah on Shabbos is perhaps more machmir than mevashel b'Shabbos. But if it's just tiltal muktzah, right? So then there's obviously no din of Ma'aser Shabbos. I think tiltal muktzah for sure does not create a Ma'aser Shabbos issue. Okay, so far what I know is that putting challah on the candlestick does not help. Good. So what does the Prima Gadim say?
That if someone moved the usser things, or I let's say like this, the muksa things on Shabbos, and only things that remain are non-muksa things, so then you can use what was originally a like a busis.
Okay, good. But let's just say it a little more precisely. The case is that I have a tray under my leichter, and the goy somehow removed the leichter be'iser. So presumably the tray is a bosis, right? Because the leichter was on the tray be'nashmashis. Let's say I have food that's on the tray. So yesh ladun, maybe it is mutter, and it is not the same as se'if gimel, because se'if gimel that we just read is that you're putting the food on the leichter itself. So it's not dome to it at all. As opposed to the tray, sometimes you put other stuff on the tray. But the Prima Gadim concludes a dayan sarach iyan, meaning the Prima Gadim is not sure whether the tray is the same as the leichter. And one could argue, says the Prima Gadim, that it's dissimilar. And if putting challah on leichter doesn't help, maybe it doesn't help on the tray also. But sarach iyan, his conclusion is, I'm not sure.
But also the lecture has to not be there anymore.
The leichter have to be, well, again, the case is, can I move the tray after the leichter are removed? That's one case. Or another case is, if I put a dover hetter
Oh, I
on
didn't
my,
realize that was an or. Okay.
right? It's like an or. Or if I put a dover hetter on the tray. So I'm not sure, says the Prima Gadim, whether it's the same as putting the challah on the candlestick. But Reb Moshe writes,
sounds like he also thinks that this task was made to hold candles, but if it's like really big and it's the type that you would put other things on it, so then maybe it's not muksa.
right. In other words, basically, Rav Moshe's conclusion is that a leichter tray, if it's there only for the leichter, so then it's the same, or he's inclined, like the Tzad and the Prima Gadim, that it's the same as putting a challah on the candlestick. But, right, if it is a bigger challah tray, which means that we could argue that its purpose is not I shouldn't say challah tray. If it's a bigger Leichter tray, so we could argue that it's not there only for the Leichter, so then you have the heter of the challahs. If it's miyuchad only for the menorah, so then Rav Moshe says, don't move it, meaning he is inclined, even though the Prima Gadim has a suffix, Rav Moshe is inclined lahachmir. But if it is a very big tray that you could do other tashmishim with it, then it's not going to be muktzah at all. If you, right? In other words, it's not only for the Leichter. So here's the thing. The pashtus is that if I have a tray and it's a small tray that I only use for the candlesticks, so then the challahs, then it's a suffix in the Prima Gadim. But if it is a tray that I could use for something else, meaning I would use that tray maybe to bring other food to the table if they would not have Leichter on it, or I would use that tray to support like flowers and stuff on the table as well. It's not there only for Leichter. So then, in that case, if I have challah on the table, so the challah is by definition more chashuv, and then it will permit then it'll permit me to move it. That's basically what emerges. Sarah, so this is a topic that we've been discussing for a long time. You're
Well,
smiling.
my tray is really small because the whole point is that I have no room in my apartment for anything.
Right, I
So,
hear. But if
if I have a small tray that like it fits two candlesticks and one roll, it's too small, I assume. Like that's it. Like it's pretty
I
small.
think it has to be used, I think according to Rav Moshe's definition, it has to be usable for something else.
At the same time as the candlesticks being on it, or
I
if it
don't
were
think
not.
so. No, in other words, the idea is
A
it
fit.
something that's miyuchad for the candlesticks? Right? How
Is
does he?
this big
If
or
it's
small?
that gadol v'shayich bo tashmishim achirim, then it's not mukta.
Like I could fit other things on here.
Oh.
Does that count?
Again, listen, I'm inclined to be make on this because it's a suffix in the Prima Gadim. Can you lower the candle again to it?
Yeah.
In other words,
Like
sorry,
there's
is
space.
that similar to your tray?
Me? No,
Yours is smaller?
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
Although
these are my
if
Isher
my
objects. If six weren't on it, it would definitely have room for other things to use it for. Like I think we were saying that even like you can like remove a candlestick, then what would you do with the tray, right?
Well, again, the way Rav Moshe is saying it is it has to be a tas gadol me'od that's shayich other tashmishim. I understood this to mean that if it's a big enough tray that is not only for the candlesticks, like if I would keep flowers on it, or like in Tamar's candlesticks, like a big enough tray that like you could keep your candy dish there or something.
I mean, I keep matches there, which is also muktzah, but I could keep something else there.
Again, like, remember, you need two things. It has to be that you have a davar heter on it, bein hashmashos, that the davar heter is more chashuv, and consequently, let me see, Sarah Ross just sent an image, and it also has to be, yeah, your tray is smaller.
You, Sarah.
I think Sarah is a smaller. Than you and then Tamara's.
It's
Wait,
from Amazon and it's not made for Leichter. if anything, mine I bought from the Leichter store.
okay. Again, I think the you said again, like first of all, we could discuss the drawer and what's in the drawer, and that whether that makes the whole table a mukta also. Does that drawer come all the way out or not?
Well, I'm not moving that table. It's like I usually move the lifter back onto this table that you see it on right now
Yes,
from
the
table
Leichter's
back.
on the it's on the
It's
Shabbos table where you eat, and then
right.
when the candles go out, you want to move it back to where it is currently. I
Yeah, well,
guess.
sometimes I'll wait till the morning when I know I'll need that space to move it.
Right.
So, what do
So
you
again,
think?
My guess would be that it has to be that the tray is usable for some other stuff. That like I would put flowers on the tray. Also, I'd put a candy dish. If it's miyuch, again, it's hard to say it's a problem because it's a suffix in the Prima Godem, and it's a suffix on halachos of muktzah, which are dinim drabonin entirely. But I think if you get a slightly larger tray, it would make things easier.
Okay. And could
Like
it
when,
have to be that it could hold a candy tray with the lighter on at the same time or without?
so that's the question. In Rav Moshe's presentation, he's discussing, is it miyuchad only for the candles or not? Right, so that would mean, I guess, what, that if I would use the tray to carry stuff in at other times. But Rav Moshe then says it tasses gadol ma'od. It's hard for me to figure out exactly what his kavanah
Also, he probably had an apartment like Sarah's, like an
is.
apartment on the Lower East Side. So
Yeah.
gadol could mean pretty
One
small still.
sink. One sink. Me and Revolution. You and Rav Moshe are exactly the same, right? Halafai. It's really
Also,
hard. Yeah.
just because you mentioned flowers a few times, what's the status of flowers?
What's this there? So the assumption is that flowers are not muktzah on Shabbos. It's like a decorative thing, unlike balei chayim, like a fish tank, where there is a discussion in the poskim. It could be that it's muktzah because the balei chayim are like more chashuv. A flower is a plant, but a plant that I designate for non-muktzah things is non-muktzah. Right? A fish, by definition, remains a muktzah bal chai. I could take a stick and make it into an instrument. So now I'm taking a stick and I'm making it into a flower thing. If you look in the Shemir Shabbos, the word is agartel. That's the term for flower. That's the term for flowers. I think he assumes that that an agartel is not Mukta. I'm pretty sure that's what it says in the Shemir Shabbos. And so it's not, again, I'm inclined to be make on these questions, largely because I grew up being make on these questions. And I, here's the Yankasa. It makes sense. Like the whole issue at hand is a suffix of the Prima Godim. In other words, Shulchan Aruch also has an opinion, by the way, that putting the challah on the candlestick itself is matir. He just says, don't rely on that opinion. Right? So there is such an opinion out there. So then the Prima Godim says, well, what about the tray underneath the leichter? Well, if it's miyuchad for only leichters, then it's a problem. What does it mean to be miyuchad for only leichter, right? So does that mean that it's something that is made dafka for candlesticks, right? I bought it in the Frum Sfarim store, like Tamar, right? As opposed to buying it on Amazon. Maybe, I don't know. So I could say that based on Moshe's Lashon, just miyuchad. On the other hand, he does speak about gadol ma'od, which I get the impression from Rav Moshe. Again, I'm not sure, I can't be sure, but I get the impression from Rav Moshe that what he's really saying is big enough to hold other stuff.
Sarah, if you could send the link for that
At
tray. Oh,
the
yeah. At the
Mine's
same
also
time. So dirty.
uh-huh.
Meaning at the same time, being able to hold other things at the same time.
I think that would definitely be okay, right?
Okay, so like even though I do have room for my roll on it with my that would not be good enough, you don't think.
As you, if you have your roll on the challah tray, so then one could argue, I'm not convinced, one could argue it's a suffix in the Prima Godim that the challah tray is going, the Adami challah tray, that the candlestick tray won't help, just like putting a challah on the candlestick doesn't help. The Prima Godim says, well, maybe it doesn't help on the candlestick tray also. But if it's a candlestick tray that also serves other purposes, then the challah should definitely help. But
So can I keep like my nihiratzon like thing on that tray? Like this, that's like a tefillah. Like I don't know what else, or just figure something else to put on it. Also, I keep there always.
benchers, a
Benchers.
little kiddush cup.
These are good things. Yeah.
And I just use those Friday night, you know what I mean? Like before I move. Okay. Just
Right.
something, something
Salt
else to use
shaker.
for. It could be anything that just is used for something else. Like find something to keep on
I think so. I think if it's used for something else, especially if that's like it's set, if I designate this is now my candlestick and bencher tray, and one could argue maybe the benchers are not more chashuv than the candlesticks, but certainly when I have a challah there, it is more chashuv.
okay.
Again, like I gave you the makoros that I know. Like you decide for yourself. Yeah.
Also, when I should only move it when I need the space that it's in. Yes, or I'm saying that's not even a busis at all because it was never a busis that like with Avraham.
Again, the Pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's something is a busis, a Dabra Asar, and a Dabra Mutar, it's not a busis at all, right? And you can move it. That's the Pashtus. But you have to remember, though, that I'm moving something which is a Kli Shemlach Dola Isar. Because the candlesticks, we assume, is considered a Kli, because we hold that Kli doesn't have to only be an instrument. Right? And now there's all of the svaras. So, again, one of the svarim I saw like had a suffix. Well, maybe my candlesticks are muktzah machmas kesarin kis. It's worse than klisham lachdo le'iser. But I'm moving the tray with the candlesticks. My issue is really mitzad the buses. It's not mitzad the keli element. That's what we've been discussing the whole time. The candlesticks based on Dinam of Basis, we're not talking about how the candlesticks themselves are Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. I'm not 1,000,000% sure why not, but that does not seem to be the conversation in any of the poskim. And I wish I'd be able to give you like clearer resolutions. I think it's okay, Be'etzem, but you go through the makoros, so you want to fulfill what Rav Moshe is saying. I can't take a shavua d'oraisa as to what Rav Moshe is saying. I just can't. Okay, any questions, comments, observations?